Grace, mercy, and peace from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The New Testament lesson just read can be compared to a precious jewel with many brilliant facets. The particular facet that we shall examine and highlight this morning is John chapter 5, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. During the Lenten season, we pay particular attention to the betrayal, the trial, the crucifixion, the suffering, the death, and the burial of Jesus Christ. We are reminded that our Lord took our place on the cross to pay the penalty that was due us because of our transgressions and trespasses. We see our Savior taking unto himself the full wrath and anger of God. He hears him say, "It is finished. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." We see him die. We see him buried in Joseph's tomb. Our text reminds us that though we are anticipating Easter 1980, we already have a living Lord and Savior. Christ rose triumphant over death. He is already now the victor over the grave. In the midst of this Lenten season, we are living with the first Easter as a reality. Our text points out to us that even though we are still subject to physical death as a consequence of our sinfulness, as Christians we are already partakers of blessings won for us through the death and resurrection of the God-man, Jesus Christ. In holy baptism, we have been baptized into his death and resurrection. We have been tied in to all that he did for us on the cross, and into the victory he gained when he rose from the dead. The Holy Spirit has, through word and sacrament, raised us from spiritual death to spiritual life. Our victor and Savior says of us and to us, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life." In Christ Jesus we have passed from death to life. While we still face the prospect of temporal death, we can do so with the confidence that by God's grace, we are spiritually alive and have entered upon eternal life already now. The Apostle John repeats this theme of comfort and assurance frequently in his writings. As early as the third chapter of his Gospel, John writes, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life." In his first epistle, John also states, "He who has the Son has life." Through John, he who is the bread of life says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life." As the Good Shepherd, our Lord has made this promise concerning his followers, "I give them eternal life, I make them never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand." Our Savior also said, "For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Our text also reminds us that as Christians who have been transferred from spiritual and eternal death into spiritual and eternal life, we know what verdict the Lord Jesus will pronounce on us on the day of judgment. The one who will be our judge tells us in advance, "He who hears my word and believes him who sent me does not come into judgment." John writes elsewhere, "He who believes in him, namely the Son, is not condemned." The Apostle Paul also assures his readers in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." What marvelous words of comfort, hope, joy, and spiritual strength middle of this season of Lent. As we combat certain temptations to doubt and to fear, as we face temporal death. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.